The Canadian Mental Health Association has just launched a new program called Bounce Back. John Abbott, the CEO of the association here in Newfoundland and Labrador, joins me live this morning. Mr. Abbott, good morning.
Good morning.
So what is Bounce Back?
Bounce Back is a self-help program to provide support to individuals who may feel that they are depressed or anxious, find that their moods are low, and that we now can call on coaches and support through an online program.
How badly is this program needed?
What we have seen through the pandemic in particular is that anxiety and depression levels have increased, and certainly here in the province. At the same time, social supports are decreasing. So people are needing to find other ways to find their support. And the Canadian Mental Health Association, in conjunction with Bell Let's Talk, are now funding this program right across the country. And we're announcing it here in Newfoundland and Labrador today.
So it's fair to say COVID-19 has greatly affected our mental health and well-being.
Oh, absolutely. And there have been studies done, and there is the Mental Health Research Agency are tracking that on a quarterly basis, and that's allowing us to target our programs and services to help those certainly most in need.
Are there concerns that the mental health impacts of COVID-19 will last long after the pandemic is over?
That's certainly our understanding and based on the research to date, and that's why we think the programs that we're putting out there now will have to be in place for many years to come.
Now, who is this program designed to help?
It's really designed to help those who are, as I said at the outset, who are feeling anxious, feeling that they're anxious about their life, about the circumstances, about COVID. It's really a self-help program. We encourage that in terms of enrolling this program, that you work with your primary care provider, and we will then be able to monitor your progress over a 3 to 6 month period.
We're speaking with John Abbott, the CEO of the Canadian Mental Health Association, Newfoundland and Labrador. Mr. Abbott, increase in demand for virtual mental health services as well?
Oh, absolutely. And Canadian Mental Health Association has several programs that we are providing online and in conjunction with the Department of Health and Community Services going through Bridge the Gap. So we collectively in this province are being well positioned to help all of us through the COVID pandemic. And we want to make sure that these programs are in place for the longer term. We're also doing in-house, at the workplace and in community centers, reaching out as far as we can for individuals, for children, for youth, for seniors, right across the spectrum.
And has this Bounce Back program been used in other parts of the country?
It started out west, actually, in British Columbia, Manitoba, and Ontario. They have researched this. The evidence is quite impressive. The response to the program has been very good, and that's why Bell Let's Talk felt that it wanted to support this program to reach more Canadians, and we're very, very happy that that is the case. And we're finding that 88% of people have said that this program has helped them to make more positive changes in their life, and that's really what we're aiming to do through this initiative.
Has COVID-19 made people more comfortable accessing these mental health services from their homes?
Well, that's still a mixed messaging right now. We are finding that there are more people using the services, but at the same time, we know there are even more people that should be reaching out, and that's really the aim of this program, is to reach more Canadians, certainly more people here in Newfoundland and Labrador over the next year, to really expand the opportunities for self-help.
Now, is virtual help enough for all types of mental illness?
No, certainly not. But it is a great beginner program for people. And in Newfoundland, we have what we refer to as a step care model, so that we can intervene early, and sometimes that's all that's required. And this program will fit a number of people here in the province who are demonstrating and feeling anxious in the early stages. They can look at how they can make some positive changes in their life There's coaching involved. There are workbooks, so they can work on these supports really at their own pace over the next 3 to 6 months.
CEO of the Canadian Mental Health Association, Newfoundland and Labrador, John Abbott, thank you for joining us on the VOCM Morning Show.
Greatly appreciated. Thank you.